We have given the consideration of the new draft local area plan and local transport plan for Letterkenny some very considerable consideration. The elected members have been very engaged in this process, and we saw it was the outworkings of that as the members came together to seek to put a plan out that will allow for the growth of Letterkenny that we all want to see over the next 10 to 20 years.
One of the points that was made was the only thing that goes back to public consultation are the material changes. They're included in the recommendations you made. And some of the council's decisions, perhaps best described as strategic, they were made because they want issues to go back to public consultation. They want to hear from the landowners. They want to hear from the business people.
Absolutely, and I think that's the right process. The plan-making process is a very transparent process. There is a need and a requirement to engage with the public on this. Decisions taken by the elected members allow for very significant issues for the town of Letterkenny to go back out for a further period of public consultation, to invite submissions from landowners and people in the town that might be affected by these decisions. So that allows that engagement, that consultation process to take place, and then for the executive and the elected members to consider that feedback before making any final decisions with regard to the adoption of the Letterkenny plan.
From your own point of view, as the head of the planning directorate and the staff that work with you, this is the end of a long process. Now, it's not the end of the overall process, but there's been a lot of consultation over this plan, a number of adjournments and a lot of workshops, a lot of soul searching by members and also, I'm sure, by officials as well.
Yeah, the process has been underway for, I suppose, in excess of 2 years now. And as I say, there's been a huge engagement by the elected members and indeed by the general public. We had in excess of 60-odd submissions from both statutory bodies and from the public. Each one of them deserve full consideration, which they clearly received today. This was a day in which the members gave their full consideration to all the submissions received. And as you say, while the process is not concluded, we have reached a stage today where those final number of areas that require further input from the public and the community, they have now been decided upon. They will go out to another further period of public consultation before any final decisions being made.